Unit 7. Analysis. On my desk is a picture of my father, age 72 or so, in his pale blue pajamas and dancing with his great-grandson, Brandon. My father is really dancing, a wide grin on his face, holding on to the little boy's hand. Brandon is my niece's son, probably 6 or 7 years old when this picture was taken. He's doing the best he can for a little guy, but mostly he's just standing there, watching my father. At least it doesn't appear that the boy is dancing. My father is in bare feet, 1 foot high in the air, as he kicks to the music. I know, without having been there, what song he is dancing to. It is 1 O'Clock Jump by Benny Goodman. Everyone in the picture is smiling or laughing. Practice. 1. Diane made a communication mistake that instantly persuaded her fellow teacher Martha to resent her. What was Diane's mistake? Diane disagreed with Martha and didn't even give her a chance to explain her idea before rejecting it. Diane wasn't interested in looking at the newspaper article, and she did not ask Martha to explain her reasons for advocating a new science program. By rejecting Martha's opinion without giving it any consideration, Diane sent Martha the message that she didn't respect her or value her ideas. Diane's instant negativity discouraged her from sharing ideas in the future that could benefit the students, the science department, and the school. Diane's habit of quickly dismissing opposing views weakened her authority and limited progress in the science department. 2. A well-known shoe manufacturer sent out a mailer advertising a sale. Sally was excited, as she has a very narrow foot, and the manufacturer advertised her size in styles she liked. When she went to the store, she was very disappointed because not one of the styles was available in her size. She was told by a saleswoman that they only stocked one of each style in each size. Still, since she was promised the shoes she wanted were available from the warehouse, Sally decided to order 2 pairs. A week later, she received a phone call saying 1 pair was actually no longer being made. A week after that came a rather poignant note from the saleswoman and her manager saying the other pair was also unavailable. They did enclose a 20% off coupon for her next visit. Needless to say, there won't be a next time. 3. Suddenly, a bush plane appeared. It passed directly over Brian, very low, touching the water gently once, twice, and stopped with its floats gently bumping the beach in front of his shelter. The pilot cut the engine, opened the door, and got out, balanced, and stepped forward on the float to hop onto the sand without getting his feet wet. He was wearing sunglasses, and he took them off to stare at Brian. "I heard your emergency transmitter." He cocked his head, studying Brian. "Whoa, you're him, aren't you?" They quit looking a month, no, almost 2 months ago. Brian was standing now, but still silent. His tongue seemed to be stuck to the roof of his mouth, and his throat didn't work right. "My name is Brian Robeson," he said. Then he saw that his stew was done, and he waved to it with his hand. "Would you like something to eat?"